Thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you, God bless you, I appreciate it. That's it? Okay. This is a phenomenal experience for you. You're going to see a fantastic show. Talking to the wrong guy. Let's talk over here. You'll never understand it. Are you Jewish, mister? You're not? Sit in the back. Any other Gentiles here? Any Gentiles? Look how they're ashamed to admit it. The Gentiles are ashamed. Are you a real Gentile? No kidding. Get up. Everybody wants to see a Gentile. Doesn't happen too often here. Usually the Gentiles are hiding. That's right. This show becomes so Jewish when I'm working that the Gentiles are hiding. You walk over to any Gentile here. Try it. Say to him, are you a Gentile? Well, I used to be. I don't know. Not that it makes any difference. Who cares what a person is? Does it make any difference what a person is? Mister? He never saw a Jew before. Let me talk to you. I'll tell you the truth. The reason I'm asking is because, as far as I'm concerned, I'd rather perform for Gentiles. I'm not going to lie to you. I would rather perform for Gentiles. They never saw a show before, so no matter what they see, they're happy. It's better than nothing. A Jew sees a show every 5 minutes. This I heard already. No matter what they see, it's an old story. I heard it. I saw it. What is this? Sure, this is nothing. This I heard. This I saw. You can't impress a Jew with anything. You can't impress them. No matter what they see. Gentiles are happy to see anything. Jews are nauseous no matter what they see. It's an old story. So what? Everything is a comedian today. So what? They can't even enjoy a show if it's good. If it's good, it leaves them with nothing to talk about. A Jew can never enjoy a show if it's good. They only enjoy a show if it stinks. If it stinks, are they happy? You know who stunk yesterday? Boy, did he stink. You think he stunk? I saw a show that really stunk. Boy, they see four shows that stunk. They walk out happy. They all stunk. They all stunk. You walked out. I didn't even walk in. Why would I walk in? I just told myself a better joke than I told you. Thank God I'm enjoying the show. To me, that's the most important thing. So, what do you want to do now? What are you? Are you a Jew or a Gentile? I can't tell. How much you pay for the jacket? I'll tell you in a second. You know, Gentiles tell you how much they paid. I'll tell you right away. A Jew never told you how much they paid for anything. Because what they paid is not on their mind. Every Jew tells you the same thing. Do you know what this jacket sells for? It sells for $9,312. You know what I paid for it? $1.25. Now, let's be honest about it. Jews are like all the minorities. All the minorities are always involved in clothes. Because it's a search for identity. That's what it really is. They feel uninvolved in every society. They feel excommunicated. Do you know that? They feel alienated. When you feel alienated, did you pass away? I'm talking to you. When you feel alienated, you try to wear stunning clothes to see if you can get attention. Subconsciously, it's a craving for attention, for acceptance. Did you know that? Why do you think Puerto Ricans are such great dressers? Blacks are great dressers. Jews, best dressers. Every time you say hello to a Jew, Yves Saint Laurent, Saint Ladrec, Saint Lachmet. They got 300 labels, Saint Lajeur, Saint Lapre, Saint Labre, Saint Lapre. You say hello to a Jew, you're reading for an hour and a half. And well, let's be honest about it. You know the reason for this? Next. The war is over. Try to laugh it up, mister. He doesn't know the war ended. There was a parade yesterday. Didn't you hear about it? Thank God that war ended. I thought it would never end. Remember when Saddam Hussein kept trying to quit? Every day kept trying to quit. And Bush kept telling him, this is not the way to quit. He said, but I quit already. It sounds like you quit, but that's first you have to quit, then you announce it, then you leave, then you quit. He said, I left. You didn't leave yet. You thought you left. But I took all the guns. You didn't take all the guns. I see another gun is left over. This is not, it doesn't count yet. It almost counted. This is not it. Wait a second. I got it. And Saddam Hussein was going crazy. How do I get out of this already? How do I... They were trying to give up. They were giving up to everybody. My sister-in-law got off a bus. They gave up to her. They gave up to me. You understand this? You see all the bridges we destroyed in Iraq? Terrible devastation. Do you see the condition of all those bridges in Iraq? You ever see the condition of the bridges in New York? Same thing. Cost us $60 billion to do over there what we did here for nothing. I was in Israel when all this was going on. I don't know if you heard about it. When the Scud missiles were flying around in Israel, and everybody in Israel was literally running for their lives. Every minute, another siren. People were running and running. Nobody paid a check in a restaurant in Israel for 9 weeks. Everybody was sitting at the restaurant with a check in their hands, waiting for the siren. You hear? Did you hear the siren? I just thought, a siren! Want me to tell you the truth? It was more dangerous in New York during that whole time in Israel with all the Scud missiles flying around. It was still more dangerous in New York. Why do you think Dinkins at that time went over there? Remember that? Because over there, at least there's a siren. Here, there's no siren. You ever see a mugger with a siren? No matter where you go, ha-ha, it's all over. That's why nobody walks straight in New York. You ever see anybody walk straight in New York? Everybody walks like this. So I said to Irving, do you believe that I always say you have to find out when I'm talking. That's the start of a bitch. Yeah, we have to remember that. We have to look into this whole thing. Nobody's neck is in the same direction that they walk. Everybody talks like. So I said to Irving, do you believe that it's necessary to find out what we're talking about? Hey, I'll collect some money there. The only people making a living in New York are the chiropractors. They're the only ones. I don't want to sound like I'm picking on New York. I'm not making fun of New York. This is still the greatest city in the world. There's opportunities you can get in this city that you can't get in any other city on this earth. And that's a fact. How many cities in the world could you get a condom just for going to high school? They can't afford books, pencils, papers. They can't afford nothing. Condoms, that's it. They don't ask you if you got a high mark, a low mark. You got a condom, next. And they have to explain to you how to use it. It's very, very difficult explanation. It's very complicated, very complicated. That's why people are doing homework now who never did homework before. Not that I'm making fun. I don't want to sound like I'm making fun of New York, and I'm certainly not going to pick on Dinkins. Everybody's picking on Dinkins now. God bless him. He turned out to be a great mayor. And if he's not, that's nobody's business. I like him because he has a great way of dealing with crime. You ever notice it? Made up his mind. This is none of his business. I picked on him enough in the last campaign. Everybody, you remember what I almost wiped out my whole career when I picked on him in the last campaign. Because everybody resented me because I called him a Schwarzer. The man is a Schwarzer. What do you want from him? What is he, Pinky Schwarz? What's the big deal with him? See, I better explain to the Gentiles of the audience that Schwarzer is not a derogatory term. That's right. It's not a derogatory term. It means black in Jewish. That's what it means. It's synonymous with the word black. It's not a derogatory term. But because it was a political campaign, every schmuck became a philosopher. Everybody wanted to know, what did he mean by the word Schwarzer? How did it come out? Where did it come from? Who brought it into this country? What time did it arrive? How did it get it? And how did he pronounce it? Did he say Schwarzer, Schwarzer, Schwarzer? The truth is that I wasn't even picking on him. I was just trying to help Giuliani because I felt at that time that Giuliani is a great crime fighter. And New York has a great crime problem. And what we need is the greatest crime fighter we could get. And Giuliani happens to be the greatest crime fighter that ever lived. That ever lived. He puts people in jail, whether they're guilty or not. They said, how about the evidence? Don't mix me up with evidence. Who's that guy? Do you understand this? But I'm happy Dinkins turned out to be the mayor. He turned out to be a great mayor. And I thank God he got the job. You know how the great mayor he turned out to be? Anybody? You understand? You don't think so? He is a great mayor. It's none of your business. Everybody picks on him for not fighting crime well enough. Let's be honest about it. They left him with no money in the budget to fight crime. How could you fight crime without money? Did Koch fight crime any better? Who am I talking to? It's a statistical fact that crime went up every single day under Koch. It went up every day, but he had a different way of dealing with crime. He called them names, son of a bitches, low-life bastards. You see, Dinkins has his own style. Schluff. Well, let's be honest. Dinkins has a much harder job than Koch ever had in fighting crime, because Dinkins has to look for the crooks. Koch appointed them. Well, why don't people give him credit for what he did accomplish in fighting crime? He got us Lee Brown from Texas. The greatest police commissioner of our time is Lee Brown from Texas. And he got us Lee Brown. Did you know that? And since then, already, crime went up. Crime did go up, but let's be honest about it. Cattle rustling has gone down. You never heard of cattle rustling? Cattle rustling has gone down. It's a Nazi bastard over here, doesn't it? I'll tell you another thing that most people stop to realize. Most people don't even stop to realize that New York is not first in crime. Do you know that? It's 14th in crime relative to population, despite the fact that people tell you New York is the crime capital of the world. It is not. Relative to population, we are 14th in crime. I'm not comparing it to capitals or major cities in other foreign countries. In other foreign countries, they have no crime at all compared to the crime levels of the major cities of this country. This is the most powerful country on earth, and we can't do anything about solving the crime problems in the major cities of this country. Why are the crime problems so unsolvable in the major cities? Why? I'm going to stay until I get an answer to this question. Do you know that cops in this country, the major cities, have stopped looking for crooks? They literally have given up. They do not look for crooks anymore. They look for crooks on television, on Crime Stopper program. That's how they look for crooks. Do you ever see what they do? They show you a Crime Stopper program. They show you a picture of a guy who killed 200 people. Last week, 200 people. This week, every week he kills 200 people. That's all he does for a living. Kills everybody he sees. And then they tell you that you should go looking for him. That's right, they say, watch out, he might be dangerous. You can't walk in the street anyway. If a murderer don't get you to puddles, will. Everybody's looking for murderers, I'm falling into puddles. Every step in New York is another puddle. Every time you go like this, you go. Say hello, wait, I'm coming out, I'm getting out. You see how people walk, so wait, where did you say? I don't know, it's up to you. Do you know they haven't filled up a pothole in this city for 50 years? And that's a fact. For 50 years, nobody has cleaned up a puddle. Every time you see a puddle, you see a sign, men working. Men working! Who in this building ever saw a man working? Do you ever see a man working? Every time I look, I see 12 Gentiles eating sandwiches, and that's it. That's it. It's a cafeteria for Gentiles. That's all it is. They're always sitting around a hole with steam coming out. Steam, steam. You know why there's so much steam? They're cooking.